Gospel Contemplation for the Third Sunday of Easter, Year B. Today's scripture is from the 24th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. Music is Meditation Impromptu 2 by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you are ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. And become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace of whatever you desire most right now. And if you're not sure what to ask for, you might ask for the grace of faith in resurrection. The two disciples told what had happened on the road and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The two disciples told what had happened on the road and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood up among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. How are you beginning to imagine this scene? Can you see the room where the disciples are when the two who had gone to Emmaus return, breathless, with their story of recognizing Jesus in the breaking of the bread? What is the room like? Large or small, open or closed. How are the disciples gathered? Find yourself there among them, noticing everything that you see, hear, feel, smell, listening to the two who have returned from Emmaus. How does their story affect you? While you are listening, you realize that someone new is in the room with two. This person appears to be Jesus, and he says, Peace be with you. How do you receive this greeting of peace? He asks why you are frightened. Why do doubts arise? Reflect for a moment on your own answers to these questions. Jesus continues, showing you his hands and feet, eating fish, and then explaining how his own life, death, and resurrection are the fulfillment of God's promises to his people. Is there anything that holds you back from accepting his actions and words, his offer of joy in the resurrection? As he finishes speaking, telling you that you are a witness to the fulfillment of God's promise, how do you respond to Jesus? With words, a gesture, some action? Now spend a few moments with Jesus or with one of the other disciples. Talk about what you have imagined, felt, and thought about in this prayer, and listen to the response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.